This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Because we live in the real world, there will come a day when you'll be hurt. I hope not physically, but your feelings will be hurt. It happens in a family or at school when we rub shoulders with people all the time. Now, if it hasn't happened to you, congratulations. I think you're a very fortunate person. The chances are that you've had your feelings hurt possibly by a relative or someone at work. Your friend might have promised to meet you for lunch, but backed out at the last minute. You're disappointed. You think, well, a simple phone call or a message would have been suffice. You get hurt, angry because of a rift that might be putting a strain on friendship, and you imagine all sorts of tensions. And sometimes we have to let go of our resentment and the anger because of hurt feelings. We have different ways of dealing with this. Conflict's always a messy business, and angry outbursts happen every day. Most friends don't set out to hurt us, but when we're hurt by a friend, the pain is usually accidental, and the person says, I'm sorry about that, even if they can't bring themselves to apologise. And we can be too proud and say, I'm sorry about yesterday, I was tired, I wasn't really thinking right. But even our easiest and richest friendships can be laced with tension and conflicts as we have that. Friendships can lose a bit of their magic. They can fail to keep going or fade out. You kind of think, well, what's happened? The pleasures and benefits of good friends. Well, that's abundant, isn't it? But they come with a price, because friendship, often looked at through a clear lens, is far messier and more lopsided than it's often portrayed. But I want to talk about that today. I just want to keep thinking on this question. What do I do when a close friend hurts me? Probably the worst experience we can have with friends is betrayal. Betrayal, that's an awful word. It's an awful experience. A violation of trust by someone close to you. A husband betrayed by his wife, or an employee passed over for a promotion by the boss who'd promised it to you. Or a secret between friends that's been brought to life for everyone to see. Or a promise made to a child can so easily be broken by a parent. So how do we deal with that inevitable betrayal that it will affect us? Jan Yeager wrote a very interesting book in 2002. It was called When Friendship Hurts. And she did surveys of 180 people who were asked the question, has a casual, close or best friend ever betrayed you? Now, 68% of this group said yes, and 32%, said no. So 68% is quite a high percentage. Betrayal, let's define it as when a friend lets you down and that friend is not there for you, or when a friend ends the friendship but you still want it to continue and you're not sure why. That person may never speak to you again. And of course, in today's electronic world, friendships can be ruined very quickly with angry emails or messages on social media. Do you know that Jesus was badly hurt by his close friends? We read about it in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 26, especially in the person of Judas, who betrayed Jesus big time. And if you read that in Matthew 26, Jesus was betrayed by this man, Judas Iscariot, into the hands of the Jewish religious leaders. The mental anguish caused by this betrayal is astounding. Here was a man who was one of Jesus' disciples, his closest friends, and he had Jesus had invested in this guy. He loved Judas. He was one of the 12 trusted apostles who traveled with him for 3 years. He'd given a lot of time to Judas, but in one mad moment, Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, and this must have been a heartbreaking story. We also know that Jesus responded very graciously to Judas. Jesus could not be accused of being a pushover, but for Judas it was too much, and we read he went outside and committed suicide. So maybe you're suffering through a betrayal. You may be deeply hurt, but you know, with God's help, you can find strength to keep going. Heavenly Father, when our friends hurt us, Lord, we need your grace and your strength to cope. And I know that you'll give it to us today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.